A few years ago, I heard a story that I'm reminded of today, and it goes like this. A grandpa said to his grandson, "A fight, a battle is going on inside me. It's a terrible fight between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, lies, pride, and ego." The grandfather continued, "The other wolf is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The same fight is going on inside in you, and every person too." Then the grandson thought for a minute and said, "Grandpa, which wolf wins the fight?" And the grandfather said, "The one you feed." I'm reminded of this story today because I think it demonstrates beautifully and very poignantly the meaning of Lent, why we Christians all over the world are packed into churches tonight to have ashes spread on our forehead, why we for 40 days will deny ourselves of food and internet and television and video games and candy and all of these sacrifices that we'll make, and why we'll spend extra time in prayer and family time and come to churches and spend time feeding the poor and tending to the lame. This story demonstrates why we do it. Inside of each of us, the baptized, are two natures: a fallen nature that we had at our creation, and then a second nature, a redeemed nature, a nature that's supernatural and even divine. And we have these two natures inside of us warring together. We have the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other. We have these wolves inside of us, and they're fighting for our very souls. So what are we to do as Christians? Why do we practice these practices of Lent, fasting and almsgiving and prayer? It's because we want to feed the good wolf and starve the bad wolf. This is the reason for our penances. This is the reason for our prayer. We want to put to death, we want to starve the human nature that would lead us to sin. We want to do whatever it takes to defeat that wolf, that enemy of God. And at the same time, we want to feed the Holy Spirit in us, the supernatural grace of divine life given to us at baptism. We want that wolf to increase. We want that power of the Holy Spirit inside of us to conquer and defeat the bad wolf that lies in every human heart. This is the practice of Lent. It's a battle. The opening prayer for Mass today said, as we begin this campaign of Christian service, as we take up battle against spiritual evils, campaigns, battles, these are not light topics. These are topics that require death so that we would experience life. So, brothers and sisters, tonight as we begin this holy discipline of Lent, let us rend our hearts. Let us lay bare before our Lord whatever it is that takes us away from him, to tell him he is more important. Nothing in my life is more important than God. Nothing. No attachment that I have is worth holding on to that I would lose the friendship of God. Let us rend our hearts. Let us come to the God who made us and ask him for his life.